Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another ESL podcast. And guys, we only have two more of these sales podcasts before we get into another phase. Another phase and another phase it will be. But nonetheless, again, business English sales, I did this as a mini series as well as the elementary series, right? Season 6. So, but we're going to be going into a different series, okay? And this is going to be involving another specific category of English for academic purposes. So what we're going to be doing today is investigating complaints before we go on and listen to the wonderful folks that we've been listening to for such an amazing long time. So in saying that, here we go, people. How are complaints investigated in your company? How are complaints investigated in your school? How are complaints investigated in your place of work? How are complaints investigated in general if someone complains about you? Right? So, again, if someone complains about you and it's a bunch of BS, we could hurry up and get all the details and say, you know what, this doesn't make any sense. Let's not go through, I'm not going to pursue this, et cetera, et cetera. However, I'm going to give you an example of how a company should investigate a complaint here in Thailand. Just recently, I had a little bit of a problem here in Thailand, which I normally do, right? Not often, but this is why I love going with Thai people to open different things, such as bank accounts, because there are problems and there's a tolerance level that becomes intolerant. So I go into the bank. I want to open an account. This girl was stern faced, meaning she was cold. She was looking dead in my eyes. Terrible customer service at a bank called SCB. I ask her a question. Hey, I need to open an account. And she sat there and looked at my work permit and my visa, which are two documents needed to open an account. She looked at it for 2 minutes. And I'm just like, oh, don't do this. This again. And what I mean by this and what I'm assuming, although when in doubt, I should check it out. And I did, but not in such a good way. I think I could have done a much better job. So what I mean by this is she went to the, after she was just looking at it and I was like, dude, she went from giving me really bad service. And now she went over to the printer. And after looking at the printer, she was going page by page, looking at my passport. At that time, my blood pressure went right through the roof because then I said, oh, I'm not assuming, but she is assuming that my passport is fake. I said, this is very typical of some individuals. It's not all of them, not all of them, because she was already very cold when I originally had gone into the bank. However, when I first walked into the bank, there was another employee who was very wonderful, very nice. But it was this one sitting at counter number 9 who gave me the worst customer service in all of the free world. And then she went to another printer and another lady came along. And next thing you know, they're conferring, meaning they're speaking about my passport. So I told them, I said, Katonakat, excuse me. Come on over here. I said, what's the problem? But I said it in a very loud way. I let the blood pressure, the anger, the red, the what I've been through for 8 years being here in Thailand overtake me, my values, my everything. But it's that right there that I do not like people looking down on me and believing I'm just some scammer. And I said, my visa, I've had that for the longest. I've had the work permit. What are you doing? And I asked her, I said, you guys racist? And they were acting like they didn't understand. And I said, you know what? Goodbye. I grabbed my stuff. I went to another bank. Could I have done that better? Yes. My friend walked me through that process. She said, Arsenio, you could have did that a lot better. You could have asked to speak to the manager. Instead of storming out and writing Google reviews and sending crazy emails and tagging them and post on Instagram stories and Instagram and all that. You could have just asked to speak to the manager because it wasn't two of them. It was one. it wasn't the two other guys that were at the other counters who were completely fine. It was one woman who should not be working there based on how she sees foreigners in general. So how is SCB, the bank, I call them the purple bank, I call them the worst customer service in the world type of bank, how are they going to handle that complaint? Well, I know a lot of my wonderful folks who listen to my podcast here in Thailand. I love you guys like I do my next breath, but let's be honest. Things don't get done when there are complaints. In the likes of Japan, they do. In the likes of America, they do. In the likes of, let's just give everybody the benefit of the doubt, at least 75 countries in the world do something about complaints. If I'm in the UAE, you best believe they're going to do something. If I'm in South Korea, I don't know. I don't know too much about South Korea. Big shout out to my South Koreans. If I'm in America, oh, yes, must. Oh, absolutely. All thanks to social media, because you can make things and blow things up very quickly. And there are a couple of other things, you know. So in saying that, if they're going to go through with it, and they did send me an email back, and they're going to say, we're going to investigate this person, that, this, that. Okay, are they going to give me a follow-up? Right? And so this is something that we need to, there needs to be a process, right? And reporting back to the customer, or reporting back to the customer who felt like he was racially discriminated against. Hello, Arsenio. Listen, we sent you an email. We didn't get an email back, but just to update you on the situation in regards to counter number 9 and you going in there, we sincerely apologize. We would like to extend, at least show me that you care. But will they? Doubtful, right? We're talking, it's Thailand. Customer care, Thailand. Got a better chance joining the KKK. All right. But nonetheless, let's think about it from our perspective now. You got that story. And you know what's funny? I ended up going to K-Bank. It's the Green Bank. Phenomenal customer service. Before I went to SCB, I went to my long-standing Blue Bank by the name of Kung Thai Bank. Best customer service in the world. She even helped me realize that I could download the application again, which makes it very easy for me to pay all my bills, to transfer money, to QR code things. It was the greatest day in the world. And then there was just one instance where someone just had to act a little foolish based on how they were brought up, and I have no responsibility over their ignorance. So let's look at it from a personal perspective now. What was the last complaint you dealt with in any realm, in any field of endeavor, where whatever you do in life, and think about how it was resolved. Now, I'm going to give you a complaint, the only complaint I received in regards to what I do online. So when I was offering free consultations to a Facebook page called Keith's Mastermind, Keith is apparently a very famous IELTS instructor, online guy, right? A lot of people follow him. And I remember I said, hey, I would like to give everyone a free consultation. It was a poor decision. Didn't really get much out of it. But at least I learned about how I can go about teaching. And to be honest with you, about 8 of them have come back and said, oh my God, I achieved my score and you helping me. Thank you so much. But in terms of remuneration, nothing whatsoever. But there were a couple of people who were very pushy. And I said, listen, I told you I would give you a free consultation in regards to IELTS, right? You can't make rules around that. Oh, I would like to do 20 minutes of this, 20 minutes of this, 20 minutes of this. You're not a paying customer, sir. You do what I'm offering. There's no personalization unless you would like to purchase an hour. So there was one guy, and then he wasn't even responding, and he was just like, I don't know what was going on. And then I just said, you know what? No, we ain't going to go through with this. I'm not going to do this. But there was another guy from Egypt, and I do feel a little bit bad because I could have done better in terms of, canceling and saying, hey, you know what? I'm no longer doing consultations, blah, 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 blah. But he ended up complaining and saying, you know, I came on here and and I should have told him, absolutely, I'm 100% responsible. I should have just told him, hey, to be honest with you, I've done about 30 consultations already. I've gotten nothing out of it. And to be honest with you, I'm done doing these. So, yeah, sorry. I should have done that because then, again, he would have complained about me just not going through with my word rather than saying, oh, it's this and that and this and that. But again, it was free. And again, at that time, I was already completely worn out with giving free consultations. I wholeheartedly believed that I was going to be able to get something out of it. But guess what? I kind of went in there with high expectations and a little bit of a hidden agenda. And to be honest with you, I didn't get anything out of it. And I was in someone else's market. And in someone else's market, they believed that they could just get everything for free. It wasn't until I realized in the TOEFL market that this was a much better market with people who are willing to pay for services rather than the other market, such as, I hate to say this, but there were two predominant countries that were in this market that weren't willing to pay. And that was the Philippines and India, right? And I'm like, you know what? This isn't my market anymore. I'm done doing videos. Goodbye. I didn't get anything out of it. I got nothing out of it. And to be honest with you, I did get a lot of disrespect out of it. One girl told me, hey, no, I can only give you $1.50 an hour. I said, oh, hell no, I'm done with this. From that point going forward, I canceled everything. Not only that, that, you know, I helped a lot of Filipino nurses, and albeit, man, I am so grateful for every last one of y'all out there. But then a lot of other nurses started coming about, and they would book my calendar, and they would never show up. Book my calendar, never show up. Book my calendar, cancel. Book my calendar, cancel. And it's because a couple of students who I had helped, they shared my calendar within this apparent, you know, this group on, you know, Facebook. And I said, you know what? No more. I'm done. No more free consultations. Okay. I give free consultations to people who come from Spotify and then they follow me on Instagram. Why? Because they're actually supporters and they appreciate my work. The ones on Facebook, they don't know who I am. They just think I'm just some regular tutor, you know? And so by the time, as a matter of fact, you guys listen to this, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, you guys probably will have already heard the interview in regards to me and Crystal talking about how to find an online ESL teacher. This is going to be really, really good. Because again, from a perspective of a teacher, sometimes we put out a lot of content and we feel like we're not getting anything from it. But my podcast, I got everything in the world from it. And to see, big shout out to all of you out there, my Mexicans, my Taiwanese, my Vietnamese, my Indonesians, and especially my Japanese too. You guys have given me the highest 5-day average in my podcast history. Like, the plays are unreal. I freaking love you guys on every... Oh, and big shout out to Andorra and Congo, all right? Two new countries that are on my podcast. See, you guys appreciate me by listening to me. The people who listen to my podcast every day, you guys know who you are. I could call you guys out, right? My folks from Russia, my folks from Mexico, especially Tokyo, right? I know it's Tokyo all the time. New Haven, Connecticut. Ashburn, they come and go, but they've been long lasted like for 4 or 5 years already supporting me. But you guys listen to me on a consistent basis. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. If you guys were learning TOEFL and say, yeah, I'm learning TOEFL. I've been listening to your podcast for a year. I would give you a free consultation right off the back as a token of my gratitude, as a token of you helping me and you listening to me. I couldn't be more grateful for that. And so I know that people who come off my TOEFL and they're like, hey, I'm following your thing. I need some help. They're willing to pay any price. They really are. But some people aren't. And that's just how it is. You know, I've taught more than 30 Filipinos. None of them are willing to pay. I've taught more than 12 Indians. Only one of them paid. He was a wonderful engineer working out there in Saudi Arabia. And then he came back to India. Wonderful guy. Wonderful guy. He's going to be getting a visa in Canada with his family and everything. Amazing guy. And so I'm grateful for those people. And I'm grateful for everyone. But that I'm just going so far to say, like, you can't complain when I'm giving something out for free. And then I stopped doing that. Then I realized what not to do anymore. Not to stick my nose into a demographic that isn't mine. The Asian market on Facebook is not my market. The Central and South American market, including Spain and other places in Europe, that's my market. The African market, it's not my market. Maybe because Africa, there's no Spotify in Africa, but you guys get what I'm saying. Okay, I'm going on a rant. Let's refocus. Do you usually keep customers that complain? Do you usually deal with people and friends who normally complain? Do you have friends around you that complain on such a consistent basis that it brings your energy level down? Are you feeling on top of the world in the morning? You're going off to work, and the next thing you know, you realize that someone calls you and they complain about their life and everything in general. I'm very fortunate because, listen, my capabilities are just maxed out. Integrity max, results max. There's no complaining. To be honest with you, there was an Egyptian lady who had come on to my podcast. You guys are going to hear some of the awesome stuff that me and her did together in regards to a huge full-on session of coaching. And she could have easily complained that because she didn't achieve her score, I'm a failure of a teacher. She had a 23. She got a 25. She needed a 26. She could have easily complained and said, oh, don't use him. He sucks. She could have done that, but she didn't. She came back a month later. Hey, I need help with reading. Gave her a free hour. She bought 2 more hours. Haven't heard from her since. Don't know what happened. But not only that, word of mouth happened. Next, you know, another Egyptian pharmacist living in Texas came to my page. Another Egyptian pharmacist living in Garden Grove, California. Big shout out to you guys. You guys used to listen to my podcast about 2-3 years ago. Came to me. Sometimes what we view as a complaint is actually, no, I'm going to be 100% responsible. This rarely happens in people not being able to achieve their, you know, their fulfillment, their ultimate score, their destination. But what can you do better, right? And so, like, when people complain around me or even at my present job, remember I told you about that business English girl working at the bank, working in sales and corporate finance. I was going to make a customizable lesson plan around her to suit her needs and maximize her skills and everything. No. After I left, she went back into the place and she complained. Why do I know? I came to work the next day. The girls were very quiet, not exactly sure why. And then she said, okay, AJ, come here, sit down. I said, oh, here we go. Anytime they say, AJ, my nickname, come here, sit down. I'm like, oh, here we go. Who complained now? And to be honest, I mean, given the fact that you guys give me shit money anyways and no resources, I really don't want to hear anything. No offense. It's Thailand, right? I've been working at this tutorial center. And all this job is, it's a garage. It's a garage. And what a garage does, it provides protection. A work permit and visa. That is all. But they were like, oh, the student, she said, oh, no, focus on the book. Focus 80% on the book. I said, you really believe a book, learning I am, you are, we are, they are, something that you obviously already know is going to help you in building up your skills for a very, very, what is it, volatile market out there? I said, listen, there are plenty of book teachers here. Give her to them. And there it was. So, oh, no. You can't complain behind my back and believe that I'm going to come back and just everything's going to be okay. No, it's just like Marigot. Marigot is a subsidiary for Swarovski. Excuse me. And this place, I remember that I was standing in class, energy out of this world. I was doing so many things that could help the student get better. Next thing you know, I had a list of complaints. I don't know. It feels like face-to-face or a list of complaints. And I said, wait, what? Oh, you use your hands too much. Oh, you're too funny. Oh, you do this. It was the most outlandish complaints I had ever heard in my life. To the point I said, oh, hell no. You are completely undeserving of me. Goodbye. I tried quitting, but I couldn't. And so I called all those students out. They realized that I was very quiet the next time I had gone there, the next week. Two of them came up to me and said, Arsenio, you all right? I said, hey, man, someone complained saying I got too much of a personality here. And then they were behind my back. They were like, oh, hell no, who complained? But there was the stupid-ass HR officer of that sorry-ass company that was in the room looking in on me for about 20 minutes. Listen, if you complain about something like that, let's cancel this contract and you get the hell out of my face. Guys, please don't devalue yourself and please don't let people walk over your value system for a couple of dollars. That's what I'm trying to say. Because that right there, what I used to do and let people do to me about 4 years ago was unacceptable. I quit that job probably about 4 months later. Why? They were undeserving of me. I could do a hell of a lot better. Now, look at my success today. You know your capabilities. Don't just sit in the back or in the corner and allow people just to pick at you consistently and devalue who you are. Got it? That's a little inspiration for you. So with that being said, there's a lot of other things that I didn't include. Of course, you get that on the Business English Podcast badge. But what I'm going to be doing is, again, Kamal informing Rachel of the resolution of the complaint. Remember the complaint in the other podcast we had done with, you know, the cleaning lady and everything? So this is the part where you report back to the customer. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hurry up and screen share. I'm going to share this out and make sure I got all this good and handy and ready to go. And now we are locked, loaded, and ready to go. Let's listen to it, if it wants to play.
Good morning, Rachel Jennings.
Hi, Rachel. It's Kamal at Clean Direct.
Oh, hi, Kamal. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, I just wanted to update you on the complaint you made this morning.
Wow, that was fast.
Well, we take customer satisfaction seriously. Anyway, I've just spoken to Chris, our head of services, and I'd like to bring you up to date.
Okay.
Well, Chris hasn't spoken to the cleaner yet. She's on leave for the next 2 days, but he will speak to her when she returns. We've just completed our investigation, and she'll be assigned to another company.
Well, I don't want her to lose her job, but...
Don't worry, she won't lose her job, but we can't allow our staff to treat our customers this way. We've already changed the cleaning schedule, and I can confirm that she won't be working at your premises again.
Well, that's good to hear.
Finally, I'm afraid I still haven't got the name of the new cleaner, but I'll email it to you as soon as Chris tells me, and I'd like to catch up with you next week to make sure everything's okay. Is that okay with you?
That sounds great. Thanks for sorting this out so quickly.
You're welcome. Thanks for your understanding.
And there it is. It's really weird because that was only literally like, oh yeah, okay, that was the end of it. But anyways, so very, very interesting. She said, thank you for sorting it out so quickly. Guys, it's very apparent to make sure that no one gets fired over the ordeal, right? But it's also important to say, you know what? Okay, who hired you as a cleaner? And what can we do differently? Because again, you know, some cleaners, she probably was just having a bad day. She snapped on someone. I remember that. I absolutely remember that. This was back when there was a patient under general anesthesia. And, you know, they were just asking me so many questions. I became so irate and angry and frustrated at the entire process. This was 11 years ago when I was a dental assistant slave. And they were like, Arsenio, where's that? And I was like, I don't know. And I walked out. Next thing you know, the manager took me in. He's like, Arsenio, what's going on? And he walked me through the process. Emil, he was a cool guy back then. And he's like, oh, okay, what can I do? What can we do to help you? I was like, dude, I need more help. There's no way I could do this all by myself. Especially you guys paying me the garbage wage that you're actually paying me. And next thing you know, it's funny, they ended up hiring someone and she was supposed to just work part-time. Next thing you know, they realized that she could do everything without complaining and they literally just did not give me any more hours whatsoever. And it's so funny. She was messaging me. She's like, oh my God, I can't do this all by myself. I was like, listen, they literally just shooed me off. They wanted you and I don't know. They realized that you could do it all by yourself. So this is how, you know, these types of dentists are. And hate to tell you that. So again, the general anesthetist, he was completely unaware of it. But yeah, again, you don't want to relieve, especially someone who was there with you from the very beginning. Like that's, and Emil, the practice manager, it was his fault. It wasn't the dentist's fault. I never spoke to the dentist, although I didn't particularly care for the dentist. These punk-ass dentists, they're like the worst. And the anesthetist, big shout out to the dentist. No offense, all right? But if you're personal, you better treat your goddamn dental assistants with respect. That's all I'm trying to say. And the anesthetist, he was actually a cool guy, although he would change if there was like a high position type of person in the chair and he would try to speak down on me. Like, yes, Arsenio, I would like you to get that for me. Thank you. I said, boy, don't you dare. Oh my God, that was such slave work. Oh my God, I hated it. Like, I hated it. So, he went through, he did everything. He got everything assigned. She said, thank you so much for that. And he's like, no problem. I just don't want this. We can't have this happening or that. She's not going to lose her job. And he hurry up and walk things through very quickly. So this reassures the trust between the client and obviously the person who's dealing with the client. You guys get what I'm saying? Because guess what? If SCB never responds to me, that means they never cared to begin with. There's just some, you think she's going to forward anything to the branch manager on that day or anything? Of course not. Of course not. None of them care. Right? And it's just like when you complain about a maid, unless it's at a privately owned company, if they work for the government, you think they give a damn? No. If you complain about a teacher, is anything going to get done? No. Can you fire people in Thailand? Not really. Can I complain about horrible customer service at Suvarnabhumi Airport? Of course. They're going to do anything? No. If I fly in for Thai Airways, excuse me. If I fly for Thai Airways and I go to the check-in counter, they normally have the worst customer service in all of the world. If I complain, is anyone going to do anything? No, because that's like the ultimate corruptive airline. There's no way I could get anything done. So in order for you to reassure the trust, to reaffirm the trust, to show that you really care, you got to respond and say, listen, we got your complaint. We ended up doing this. We ended up doing that. We want to give you something on top of that as a token of our, you see what I mean? It's kind of like when I lost my luggage for about a week, Southwest Airlines, they hurry up and say, oh, we'll give you $100. I should have said, nah, I'll take $500. But I was a kid back then. And so they call me a week later and say, hey, we got your luggage back. So that was really good service. Although the baggage and services, Jesus, although the baggage and handlers at Las Vegas at the McCarran International Airport sucked, the Southwest Airlines staff at Sky Harbor International Airport in Phoenix, Arizona did a phenomenal job. So in saying that, guys, that is the last part of this. Now we're going to get into the interviews, and then that's going to be the end of the sales mini podcast. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another ESL podcast. Let me know what you think and stay tuned for more over and